Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast where we tear a page out of the book of history every day. Today is April 27th, 2020. The day was April 27th, 1882. Writer Jesse Redman Fossett was born in Camden, New Jersey. Fossett was the literary editor of the journal The Crisis and an important figure in the Harlem Renaissance. Jesse was the seventh child born to Redman and Annie Fossett. Her mother died soon after she was born. Her father then moved to Philadelphia and married Bella Huff, who had three of her own children. Together, Redman and Bella had three more children. Jesse graduated with honors from Philadelphia High School for Girls. Jesse got a scholarship to Cornell University, where she majored in classical languages. She graduated from the university in 1905. Because she was Black, the city of Philadelphia would not hire her to teach in the public school system. So she taught at Douglas High School in Baltimore for a year. Then she moved to Washington, D.C. to teach French and Latin at a high school for 14 years. Fossett began to write for the NAACP's magazine, The Crisis, in 1912. The NAACP, or the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, is a civil rights organization that was formed in 1909. In 1910, The Crisis was founded, with W.E.B. Du Bois as the editor and co-founder. Fossett published several short stories, poems, articles, and book reviews in The Crisis before she became literary editor of the journal in 1919. She moved to New York to take the position, and until 1926, she took over a lot of Du Bois's work at The Crisis. During her time there, she lectured and traveled around the world. As literary editor, she brought a lot of writers who were just starting off in their careers to the spotlight. Some of those people were Langston Hughes, Anne Spencer, Jean Toomer, Claude McKay, and County Cullen. These writers became important figures in the Harlem Renaissance. And Fossett herself continued to write for The Crisis. For instance, her essay, The Gift of Laughter, focused on Black actors and stereotyping. And from 1920 to 1921, she wrote hundreds of signed and unsigned stories, poems, and articles for a monthly magazine for Black children called The Brownies Book. Fossett also published several novels, inspired by the lack of fully formed depictions of Black life in fiction at the time. Her first was There is Confusion, published in 1924. Fossett's novels were known for their portrayals of middle-class Black life. Her second novel, Plum Bun, was published in 1928. Fossett left the crisis in 1926 and began teaching French at a high school in the Bronx. She married Herbert Harris in 1929. The couple later moved to New Jersey, where they lived until his death in 1958. Fossett then moved back to Philadelphia to live with her brother, where she lived until she died in 1961. Over the course of her life, she opened new pathways for Black literature and promoted more honest and realistic depictions of Black people. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us via social media at TDIHCpodcast. You can also send us a note via email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.